Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es Kleim Perik Zayin Mischne Vav. Ha'anis a gazlin, shezaras a kerem, that planted a kerem with tua. Let's say I have a kerem. I have a vineyard. And one day a gazlin comes and says, I'm taking over your kerem. But it's mine. And the gazlin says, who cares? And obviously there's a situation where unfortunately there's nothing I can do about it. And he goes, this gazlin, and he plants tua in the vineyard. But now Baruch Hashem v'yatza milafanav. V'yatza milafanav means the vineyard left the ganav's control, the gazlin's control rather, and it returns to the control of the balabas. I got my kerem back. But the tua is planted there. I have klayim in the kerem. Zok the Mishnah, koitzra, he has to cut it. I am told to cut the tua afilu b'mayed, even during chalamayed. Now, why should I have to do it? Let the gazlin do it. And enachanami, the mefarshim say. If the situation was that we had control over this gazlin, Bezin would force him to do it. But either he's not here, or Bezin cannot force him to do it, so we turn back to the balabas and we say, you're going to have to do it. So let's say Bezin knocks on my door, and they tell me, Mazel Tov, you got your Karen back. I say, yeah, Baruch Hashem. But they're also going to tell me I have to cut out that tefuah. So I'm going to say right after Yom Tov, they're going to say, no, on Chalamayit. But I'm going to say, but cutting is one of the things that's usher to do on Chalamayit. So the Chacham are going to tell me, we don't want anyone to be choshed you, that you're leaving Klayim in a Kerem be'isser. People will think, oh, I see he's leaving it there already. Maybe people won't chap, that you only got it back at the beginning of Yom Tov, you couldn't have cut it beforehand. Now normally, what type of malacha can you do on Chalamayit? And the answer is a davar ha'avid. A davar ha'avid means that if I don't do this malacha, I'm going to have a loss. What's the loss here? Maybe my produce will become aser? Why will it become aser? Didn't we learn in adam aser davar she'ina shaloi? You can't ask for something that's not yours? That's what we learned in the previous Mishnah. The gazlin, he threw me out of my kerem. He went and planted it. This shouldn't be a davar ha'avid. So some say enachanami. But still, because of Maris Ayin, it shouldn't look like I want to have Klayim. In my Kerem, I'm still told, cut it on Chalamayit. Another pshat in the Matanur is, it could be a Davar Ovid. Because true, the Gazlan can't answer my Tvua. Ain't Adam Eiser Davar Shein Shalom. But once it returns to my Rishos, if it's going to grow by a 200th, it becomes us, like we learned earlier. Even if I'm not the one that planted it. Even if the wind blew it there. But l'maisa, if I'm lax taking it out, and it grows a 200th, it's going to become aser. So the neila would be considered a davar of it. If I don't cut it in a chalamayit, I'm going to have a serious loss. And therefore, I am to cut it even a chalamayit. So some ask the kasha. You can see Rabbi Kiveg over here. The only time tefuah becomes aser for me not cutting it quick enough is if I was able to and I didn't. But if you're not letting me cut it in a chalamayit, it won't become aser. Okay, so like I said, as Hashem Yisbrach, you'll get older, you'll learn a lot more, or you can learn a lot more right now. But we're going to just teach the Mishnah again. I'm sorry if I confused anyone a little bit. We'll teach the words again from the beginning. Ha'anis, a gazlin, shezoras a kerem, that planted tefuah in someone else's vineyard. V'yotza milafonav. Now, Baruch Hashem, the kerem has gone back from the chazaka of the anis, of the gazlin. It returns to the chazaka of the bala kerem. Kaitzra, he's told to cut the tefuah, afilu b'mayed, even during chol hamayed. Now the Mishnah goes on to say, "At kama hu noisein lepayalim." How much money does the balakerem have to add to the workers so that they should hurry up and get the job done of removing the klayim during chalamayit? So the Mishnah at shlish up until a third. In other words, whatever I usually pay the workers, if it's going to cost me a third more up until that amount, I have to pay it. Just get it out now. Take out this klayim during chalamayit. Some say it means I have to pay workers how much money? Up until a third of the value of the tefuah and the grapes in the kerem. Yasa mikane, it's going to be more expensive than that. And kaitzer kedarkai. Then we're told that just do things in a normal way. Rather, kaitzer cut the tefuah kedarkai, the way you would normally cut it, even though you're not going to finish on time. V'haylach, just continue going till eventually you cut everything off. Ah, you may not finish during chalamayit. You'll have to wait till after Yom Tov. Okay, you're not mechuyev to spend more money than the third. Afilu li'achar hamayed. Even if you're going to cut the normal way, You're not going to finish till after Yom Tov. Vayitra says, Mishnah, Emesai hi nikra. From what point is the vineyard considered that it's owned by the Anas? In other words, when do we say, okay, listen here, Goslin. You took this thing against someone's will. You're a Goslin. But right now it's yours. And because it's yours, you plant it in your kerem, and therefore it's usher. And the answer is Meshayishka. When the name of the original Bailim are forgotten. In other words, when people aren't saying anymore, oh, that's Moshe's kerem, rather than saying, oh, that's the Goslin's kerem. Under those circumstances, the Goslin was koine of the kerem. He's not mechuyev to return it to the Bailim. He only has to pay back the money, and therefore the tfua that's planted there, as well as the vines, are his. Because they're his, they become usher. Because he planted in his field. And when you plant klayim in a kerem, then everything becomes usher. So, chazing over a Mishnah, if an anas, a goslin, planted seeds in a vineyard that he stole from its owner. Now, Baruch Hashem, the vineyard has gone back to the hands of the owner. The owner should cut it even during Chol HaMoed. We want to try to make sure you get this all out during Chol HaMoed. Even if you have to hire extra workers. How much do you have to spend on those workers? Up until a third. Some say a third more than the usual price to hire workers. Some say up until a third of the value over here of the pay raise. But if you have to pay more than that, so just you cut on your own at a normal pace until you're finished. Even if you won't finish till after Yom Tov. From what point is the vineyard called the property of the Anas himself? So whatever he plants here becomes Aser. It's no longer Ein Adam Aser Davash Ein Ashalai, but rather it's his. And that's when people aren't even referring to this kerem anymore as the kerem of the original owner. Even though the robber will still have to give him the money, but Lamaisa is the robber's kerem, and therefore whatever he plants now becomes Aser.